Am I going to get out before they come for me? I don't think I'm going to get fired from ESPN, but they'll just, when my contract is up, they'll just say, that's it. We're not
going to run. Maybe they're listening.
That's Don Graham's words. You had a great run. Yeah, but I didn't think it was over quite like this.
Right.
That was bad for me.
Old guy, you're not young. Pretty soon you will be fired, like when you were a writer.
Coming to you live from the glass-enclosed NAMBLA Studios in Annandale, Virginia, this is the TK Jingles Podcast. Today we have 7 new songs, a reflection on Tony's impending firing and or death, along with the number one jingle of the week and a few misfire jingles. So that opening clip there was a really melancholy note on a show a week or two ago, where Tony was talking about how eventually his run is going to end and it won't be on his own terms. And it's a subject that he talks about from time to time. But this particular time, it just got so dark. I mean, it was just blackness. And as a fan of black humor and that kind of dark comedy, it really touched a chord with me, and I thought we should pay homage to it today. So Robert Berg had a jingle that aired on there. We'll feature that a little bit later. But first, wanted to play 7 new songs this week. Last week we had a bit of a special show with the duets, so we didn't get to play any of the new songs, so this is going to be really jam-packed with quality tunes today. So the first one is by Ken Fuzon and Jason Fuse. We got a fuse going there. And it was really nice to see Ken's comments at tkjingles.com kind of joining the conversation and just appreciating the community and being able to be on Tony's show and all that stuff. And after all this time, 2-3 years later, it's so cool when somebody new can put an idea up there and have it come to life and just have the gang get such a kick out of it on the show. So this is Tony's Impossible Lunch with Aaron Sorkin. And then Robert Berg at his silliness with Monkey University Fight Song. Alex Cobb with Act Fearlessly. I'm not sure if this is a parody of anything or original song, but an homage to the Act Fearlessly ad slogan featured on Tony's show. Steve Lipton with Call Me Owl. And just the about an owl attacking somebody on a running trail. And just that, the title and the way the verse of that Call Me Owl song sets up is just so perfect for this. So Steve really crushed it here. I love this. Then Elliot Olshansky asked me to help him out with a parody of Pearl Jam's Better Man. And this is one that hopefully I did justice on this. I always like doing stupid voices. I think that Jason obviously would do a very good Eddie Vedder as well. So hopefully you enjoy this one. And then speaking of Jason, his very, very academic, cerebral take on the classic song Venus. And then we'll feature another newcomer, a guy named Brad Wise, I believe is how you pronounce that, with Spill the Wine.
To eat the impossible lunch, to meet the unreachable star, to hope with unsinkable chaputzvah, to beg if I must go that far, to praise his unique way with words, to show I ain't just chopped liver, to explain how the Pulitzer board screwed me, to say I still need you on my wall. This is my quest, to meet Aaron Sorkin, no matter how often he refuses my calls, to dine for one night with the rightly czar. I'd be willing to fly to his world. Let's not go that far. And I know if say yes to one palm repast, that his scripts would be leaner and tight, not a jabber fest. And my life would be ever so blessed to meet this man, applauded and lauded by all. So I'll try once more with my dignity ebbing. Damn it, Aaron, won't you please take my call?
Rally order of primates, mammals known for their big brains. No academic scandals, don't pay players bananas. Rah! Rah! For Monkey University, ere we shall dress in suits and other anthropomorphic moves. Famous alums with thought like Reginald the Tau stay loyal to our school. Cheer, cheer for old Monkey U, hissing at tourists, flinging our poo. Positive reinforcement 9 means coconuts will rain down from the sky. What though the odds be small or they great, over leopard tech and hyena state. 260 species strong make up the monkey cabal.
They're gonna put me on the radio. They're gonna make a sort of star of me. I'm gonna get me lots of sponsors. All I gotta do is act fearlessly. Act fearless, don't they know my shtick, man? Acting fearless, now that would be a trick. These sponsors are like heaven preparing for sports chicks. He never listens either, he is such a dedicated employee. They're gonna take me off the radio. They're gonna pull the plug right out of me. I'm gonna lose my bagels and windows, all because I couldn't act fearlessly.
A man runs on the trail, he said, why is a bird chasing me now? Why is he trying to nibble the top of my head for his chow? Is this the animal revolution or the owl attempting execution? Don't want to end up a jogger in a jogger graveyard. Makes a noise, noise, screaming as the bird approaches. Talking in my ponytail, I should have slept in instead of jogging. Get this owl away from me, you know I don't find this stuff amusing anymore. I think I need a bodyguard to run the Capitol Crescent Trail now. I'll bring a machete to protect me from the bar. Get out, get out.
Hello, Liam here. Pardon the interruption. Blimey, that sounded funnier on paper. Anyway, I've got to ask you a question. Do you like a nice tan? Sure, who doesn't? Well, I've got a way you can prove just how tan you are and win real money every single week. TanDuel.com, where real people meet up at a tanning salon and see who can stay in the tanning bed on the highest setting for the longest. Sound illegal? Maybe a little unethical? Who cares? It's a booming business and they paid for this ad. TanDuel is expected to pay out $24 this week. That's dozen with a D. That's TanDuel.com, TANFDUEL.com. Remember, the F is silent. And now, back to the podcast.
Wilbon, whining about Chicago, getting clocked, nonstop cruising to a party, meets a singer he doesn't know, so he goes phony at PTI. He asks Mr. Tony, hey Tone, can you tell me who this guy is? Who's Eddie Vedder, man? Is he in music? Is he in film? Who's Eddie Vedderman? Who's Eddie Vedderman? Who's Eddie Vedderman?
Just because I'm always right doesn't mean I know everything.
Entertainment that it brings us. If NASA thought their Mars mission caused commotion, then they should try probing Uranus. Uranus is like Neptune, but it's orbited by identical half-moons. And though General Motors shut down Saturn, they'll never close the cavern of Uranus. Once thought a giant of gas, people often will laugh, but Wilbon still says he will pass. Uranus can be potent, often due to all its surface explosions. Magnetic fields generated by orbital motion, the venerated ambrosia of Uranus.
I was once out driving after a long hour at PTI, when I thought I'd taken a screening at the Maza Gallery. I sat there near the seats for disabled patrons. As I watched, I felt an urge. An urge to depart before the end of the movie. Unlike in Bethesda, where I won't even wait for the movie. It really put me out. The idea that me, a drone-fearing, bald-headed talk show host, should have to wait like people to see a movie. So I just left. Away from my parking place and using my credit card, I returned to my comfort zone back home in DC and searched out every kind of tree. There were sky bars, midges, triscuits, kind bars, Swiss cheese, egg noodles, 4%, cottage cheese. Out of the freezer, I took a carton. I hunted for a spoon, and I got started. Time to drink your wine, eat that ice cream, drink your wine. Eat that ice cream, drink your wine, eat that ice cream, drink your wine, eat that ice cream. I finished it off, and what would Uriel think? Can I still be hungry? How tight are my Zegna jeans? Now, wait a minute, I know I've got some graters lying around here somewhere, and I know that's good. But as I pondered the sink, I wondered, could I really continue to indulge from the carton and the glass? So I called and raised the question with Michael and wanted to know if he thought that I should just drink my wine, eat that ice cream, drink my wine, eat that ice cream.
cream. Drink my wine, eat that ice cream. Drink my wine, eat that ice cream. Drink my wine.
All right, seven awesome new songs, along with a lovely plug from our wonderful new sponsor, TanDuel. I mentioned earlier that Tony had a really melancholy bit that I played a clip of there. And I was struggling, you know, I listen to the show now in a bunch of different weird ways. I mean, I enjoy it still, and I can still laugh at it and take pleasure in it. But there's this, you know, jingle thing kind of floating over all of it. Like, oh, I wonder what the next thing that I should chime in on here should be. Because now that there are so many talented people, there's only so much you can do to be on the show. So I really want to try to find something that makes me laugh or that I think is going to be something that might stand the test of time that we could listen back to a month from now. Maybe it will still be relevant, but even that's probably a stretch. Anyway, this I thought that this was just a perfect bit, and Rob Berg obviously had the same idea, so he put together a Talking Heads parody, which is just a classic. I'm going to play that here, and then I'll follow that up with my take on this, which is the most depressing song that I know, kind of framing this whole thing. And it gets really dark. There's no way this will ever air on the show. But this just kind of shows you two sides of the same coin of folks trying to capture that moment. And Rob does it in a much more lighthearted way. I'm just going for, like, let's jump off the cliff together in my version here. So this is an homage to Tony's sadness.
And you may find yourself ridiculing your sponsor's advertising copy. And you may find yourself criticizing their grammatical mistakes. And you may find yourself implying a window peddler is a serial killer. And you may find yourself threatening your colleagues for eating the ice cream your listener sent to you for free. And you may ask yourself, will they be renewing my contract?
May the days go by wearing out your welcome. Not that many days left. Neurotic tendencies abound. Into the breach again. With your curmudgeonly demeanor, most of your lifetime is in the rearview mirror.
And you may ask yourself, how do I open this coffee creamer? And you may ask yourself, what does a baby platypus grow up to be? And you may tell yourself, this is not the quote I gave for Barry's book. And you may tell yourself, this is not my garbage in this trash can.
Letting the days go by, scavenging for grapefruit juice. Letting the days go by, behind moose cans. Fruit juice is gone. Most of your lifetime, showing everyone how right you are.
Where will the orchid pitch? Where will the orchid pitch? Where will the orchid pitch? Where will the orchid?
They said, Tony, you're getting the axe. We're not renewing your contract. Tony stared into space and drove home the only way he knows. He called Wilbon when he got home. It helped him not to feel alone. All he has is pickles in the fridge and a shower full of wet charcoal. And I guess that this is how it ends. Every night with your son's wife's friends, and it's way too cold for bocce ball right now. You once had fame and you once were proud. Now you'd love to work, but you're not allowed. You just try to avoid your impending death somehow. Somehow.
Well, if you managed not to slit your wrists after listening to that one, I'm glad that you're still with us. And for me, I do think you should be able to laugh at everything. I mean, certain things obviously are harder to laugh at. You know, it's hard to find humor in death and other things that may have affected you personally or people that you know. But nonetheless, you know, I really do, for whatever reason, find it, that whole vein of that song, funny. Even though, you know, when Tony eventually is fired or retires, that's going to be the end of this whole enterprise. So I certainly don't want that to come anytime soon. And I would certainly hope that he's able to go on his own terms, or at least in good health, despite the fact that, you know, we may joke about this a little bit. So the number one jingle of the week this past week, it was really gratifying for me. The jingle Wilbon's World, the duet I did with Michelle, was at the top of the TK Jingles charts, our humble little counter that we have up there. And I only ever wrote that jingle because when we were preparing for TK Jingles Live, and this was really stupid and misguided, but at the time I felt like people that were coming, they would want to hear the classics, but they also like deserve to get something new and interesting for coming. So I wrote like 3, 4, 5 original jingles just for that event. I mean, I really tried to make it special and different. And honestly, I don't think anybody even noticed. I mean, when Wilbon's World was posted this week, it was like it was the first time it had ever appeared. But when really, there's a recording from it back in July that I featured on this podcast, I think. But if you were at the live event, you heard it if you stuck around long enough. So anyway, I just made me really happy that after all that work, that happened, and that folks actually liked it. Also, it just goes to show that for all of us, and me especially, having a driver, having something to push you to do something is half of the battle here. So having that live event, having the 31 jingles in 31 days, having some target creates so much energy. Like this podcast now, I only record maybe one day a week. I used to do 3 or 4 days back when I first started doing this. One, because it took so long. And second, because I just felt like, oh God, if I don't keep doing this, I'm not going to know how to do it. But what keeps me going now after 2.5 years is the fact that I have to do this podcast. So I sit down and start improvising, start writing things, start putting it together. It takes a couple hours. And usually I can get 1 or 2 jingles out of it that I think are funny and are worth sharing. And then occasionally there's some that aren't. So that's what we're going to also feature in this segment. So Wilbon's World, which I think is a testament to maybe where the work goes well. And then a couple of jingles, a Neil Diamond song that I thought would be so great. And then like 2.5 minutes into it, I'm like, holy God, what the hell? I didn't remember this song being so long and it's really not that interesting. So let's just cut this out. And then a Billy Joel song that I've shared on this podcast before, To Baby Grand, which I thought would be so funny and just ends up being kind of weird. But I'll share it here because it has like 3 distinct parts. And I think it's still interesting just kind of for posterity, and hopefully you'll get a kick out of it if you've never heard it before. So enjoy Wilbon's World, Holly Holy, and Baby Grand.
I can show you a house. In fact, I'll show you a dozen, each one more grand than the others. And I have one that's just for shoes. NBA at halftime. See my name on the marquee. It's right there under Sir Barkley. He's a real good friend of mine. It's Wilbon's World. A new Northwestern point of view. And we get loads of snow in Chicago. So DC, quit complaining.
It's Wilbon's World. If you want suits, he's got a few. Even though they're really nice, he'd never wear one twice. That's the kind of thing that only littles do.
That's the kind of thing that littles do.
Unbelievable ties. Indescribable pocket squares. Move to Scottsdale, you'll love it there. You can go golfing all the time. It's Wilbon's World.
No, I'm never surprised.
Is that Michael Jordan?
Yes, we share the same broker.
Sometimes you fly first class. How do you deal with that? Chartered flights are way on
the sea. It's Wilbon's World.
No, he's still not surprised.
And I'm super
modest too. Every column gets better.
Like Tony, I have no hair, but I'm debonair. Let me share some fashion tips with you. It's Will Bond's world.
Will Bond's world.
That's where I'll be.
That's where you'll be.
A wondrous place.
You can see from space.
That's all I need.
Tone, it drives down one single street. Won't stray far in his car unless someone else drives him. Mr. Tony, Mr. Tony's dream getting gifts from you. And he just because of his unceasing begging, Mr. Tony. Sing a song, sing a mailbag song, sing it out.
How it's still fun for me. Oh.
ever since this gig began. Tony's fans been good to me. That's it for today's broadcast, folks. I got a lot of feedback this week, email, tweets, and everything, but it was all just nice compliments about Wilbon's World, so I don't really feel like stroking my own ego with that. I really appreciate that, though, so please continue to send that. But I would love to hear your feedback on this broadcast. Get your original content to share here. Anything else, you can find me on the Facebook or on the Twitter, you know where. Thank you for listening. I'll be back here next week with the first episode of November, and who knows what the hell that's going to be. But I hope you're here to enjoy it, because I'm sure it'll be awesome. Thanks for listening.
I ate a plate of garlic and onion falafel. Now I need to do something, because my breath is awful. There's a gumball machine over there in the corner, but all I've got is bills when I really need a quarter. Guess I'm gonna need change. I'm gonna need change for this one. Where can I get change? I can't seem to find no one. Hey buddy, got change? I wanna buy some gum. Don't need four quarters. At this point I take just one.
Try to find some change while the gumballs taunt me.
TanDuel.com, where real people meet up at a tanning salon.